Now, technology and the world around us continues to evolve, but for some people, natural progression is not sufficient. As in the case of the Outer Limits episode entitled The Sixth Finger, where an experiment in accelerated evolution results in unforeseen consequences.
You didn't tell me my body would change.
I wasn't prepared for a physical mutation in the man of 20,000 years from now. Well, that's understandable. Since we evolved from the caveman in less time, your heightened forehead indicates more currents in your neuronic synapses required for greater intelligence and telepathic function. Your eyes have developed a wider field of vision and a power of charged concentration. Your hand reveals the bud of a sixth finger, which suggests an additional dexterity will develop in the man of the dim future.
It is a high price to pay for power over other men. Misgivings, Professor. Afraid you maybe gave power to the wrong man.
What makes you say that?
You should have realized by now, Professor Mathers, that I can read your mind.
John, when it comes to evolution, is the potential of telepathy truly fictional?
I think that it probably almost certainly is. I mean, the evidence for telepathy as being real is still highly debatable, let's say. It's certainly not part of what would be mainstream scientific canon. So until you sort of have evidence that telepathy exists in any form, it's really hard to believe that you're going to get it. The exception, though, would be that these days, there is so much more work that is going on in being on the idea of trying to monitor using things like different sorts of magnetic resonance imaging scanners and so forth, and monitoring the kinds of impulses going through the brain and associating those with particular thoughts. Amazingly, we do now actually have a kind of capacity that has been demonstrated in the lab that you can sometimes tell what people are thinking at a very, very crude, limited level by being able to monitor what's going on in their brain. And you can also set things up so that they can, say, think about moving a robotic arm, and they can control it just by the power of their thoughts. So, you know, maybe you could have a kind of limited technology for telepathy someday, but it would really be completely artificial in that sense.